R-A-Y-V-E. R-A-Y-V-E. Rave Cream Shampoo. Grand Marquis, presented by Rave Cream Shampoo. Grand Marquis, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. Rave Cream Shampoo's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Tonight, Grand Marquis stars Olin Soule and features Burl Vaughn in a gay story of romance at first sight. Love is a better word. And now a greeting from our young star, Olin Soule.
Thank you, Steve Kirby. And on behalf of Rave Cream Shampoo, I extend a hearty welcome to you all. In tonight's play, you'll meet an inquiring reporter, Ray Douglas, whose inquiries get a little too personal, considering they're made to a girl he's never seen before. How it all affects the girl, Constance Winters, is another story, our story tonight. But first...
Restoring the color in an old portrait is an expert's job. But uncovering all the lovely, natural color in your hair is a job for Rave, sensational new Rave Cream Shampoo. It's wonderful the way Rave's creamy lather uncovers gorgeous new natural color in your hair. Color you never dreamed was there. No, Rave is not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo that brings out color and gleam. Rave bursts into billows of lather, rinses out fast, removes all loose dandruff too. And Rave contains lanolin, doesn't leave hair straw dry, needs no conditioner. See for yourself why whole families now use Rave to uncover new natural color in their hair. Try Rave, R-A-Y-V-E, Rave, sensational Rave cream shampoo, handy tube 60 cents, family size $1. Get Rave today. Constance Winters' life has been a very normal one, perhaps maybe a just shade too normal. But then her doorbell rang. She walked to the door, opened it, and looked right into the smiling eyes of handsome young Ray Douglas.
Hello.
Yes?
Miss Winters?
Yes.
Miss Constance Winters?
That's right.
May I come in? I have a question to ask you.
Oh, is this a poll or a survey or something?
No, it isn't a poll or a survey, but it is something.
Well, what is it?
It's a question.
You've already said that.
My name's Douglas, Ray Douglas.
All right, Mr. Douglas, what is it you want to know?
Well, I'm afraid you wouldn't be likely to tell it to a man with his foot stuck in your door.
In that case, I suggest you take your foot out of my door and go away.
May I come in?
Are we back to that?
And look, Miss Winters, what do you see? A monster? A gorilla? Or an ordinary, harmless-looking young man?
Well, you do look ordinary.
Here's my card.
Ray Douglas, Evening Standard. Oh, a newspaper man. Won't you come in, Mr. Douglas?
Well, thank you.
Why didn't you tell me you were a reporter?
Ethics, Miss Winters. This is personal, not business.
Oh, is it about Mr. Cartwright?
Who?
Walter Cartwright III. We're being married next week.
You don't say.
Mr. Douglas, is this really worth all your trouble and my time? We're going out this evening.
We're going out? Well, good.
I mean, Mr. Cartwright and I.
Oh. May I sit down?
Please do.
Thank you. Now, let's see. You're Constance Winters. I have to be sure of that.
Well, I'm sure of it.
Fine, fine. And this is 515 South Park Street?
If it isn't, I'm getting all my mail at the wrong address.
Uh-huh. Miss Winters, will you... No, that won't do. Constance, will you... May I call you Constance?
You may call me Chloe if you'll only get this over with.
Well, how about Connie?
Wonderful. We're a couple of chums named Connie and Ray, so what do you say, chum? What's on your mind?
Connie, darling, will you marry me?
Well, I... What?
Connie, dearest, will you marry me?
Are you crazy?
Do I have to be crazy to ask you to marry me?
You certainly do.
You know, modesty is becoming, but you're carrying it a bit too far.
Mr. Douglas, you'll find that you can leave my apartment much more easily than you entered it. There's the door.
Oh, you know, that's a perfect first reaction.
First reaction?
Yes. That's exactly what a healthy, normal girl of your age should say. Who are you to come here, a total stranger, with such a ridiculous proposition? Outside, bum! And that's what you said. Only you said it much more attractively. And you are attractive. In every way.
I see. This is a test of some kind, isn't it? You're writing an article on the reactions of unexpected events or something. For a minute, I thought you were serious.
Oh, I am.
You're what? You're serious?
Well, certainly marriage is a serious matter.
If this is a joke, I don't like it. And if it isn't, please go away.
I can't go until you answer my question.
Oh, haven't I answered? I beg your pardon. The answer is no.
I'm very sorry, but that's not the right answer. Would you like to try again?
I don't know what's wrong with you, Mr. Douglas. You look sane, and yet you come to the apartment of a perfect stranger.
Now, Connie, no one is perfect. You're wonderful, all right. Sure. No question about that, but you're not quite perfect. Now, are you?
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant, oh, what is this all about?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I don't know.
Mr. Douglas, do you feel quite well? Is there any particular doctor you'd like me to call?
Look, I've worked for the Standard for 6 years, not counting three with Uncle Sam. Ask anyone. They'll tell you I'm not crazy.
No.
Well, no crazier than any other reporter.
Then why, Mr. Douglas, why?
Connie, I was the usual kind of man right up to yesterday. I even went to a party last night. The usual party. But this morning, I awoke with a ringing in my head.
Isn't that usual after your kind of a party?
No, not this kind of ringing. Why, it was beautiful. I listened to it, and it kept saying, Constance Winters, Constance, 515 South Park Street. Ask her to marry me. Ask her to marry me.
Oh, keep this up, and you'll get into trouble. Mr. Cartwright will be here soon.
Why, my troubles are over. Just think, if Constance Winters had turned out to be a sour, mean old maid, think of the trouble I'd have been in then. But no, she's you, as kind as you are fair.
Now, look, I'm going to call the police.
Oh, that won't discourage me. You'll only get our names in the papers. Would you like that?
Names in the papers? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Walter wouldn't like that. Won't you please go quietly, Mr. Douglas?
I can't. Believe me, Connie, I can't. I don't know how the idea of marrying you got into my head, but it's there, and it's the best idea I ever had.
Of course, I hate to discourage a man with a ringing in his head, but what you want is impossible.
Oh, how can that be?
Because obviously I don't know you.
Well, we can change that.
And also because I'm already engaged to be married.
Well, of course we can change that, too. What's his name?
Walter Cartwright, the third.
Oh, the third. Lots of cabbage.
Cabbage?
Sure. You know, stocks, bonds, lettuce.
Oh, that has nothing to do with it.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because all I have is my job.
I wouldn't care if you didn't have a job.
You wouldn't? Oh, darling.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way. Oh, please.
Now, I can't go until you say yes.
I'm in a hurry.
Well, I'll wait.
We're going to a reception at Mr. Cartwright's aunt's. Walter will be here at any minute.
And then what?
I don't know. Since you've come, I don't know what to expect. But I imagine
yes. If
you stay right where you are, you'll get a punch in the nose.
Oh, I came prepared to fight for you.
There, that's Walter. Now you'll be sorry.
Tell me, does this character appreciate what he thinks he's getting?
We've known each other for 10 years.
Well, if he's waited 10 years to ask you, then he's crazy.
Please, let me open the door.
Second, if he's asked you before and you've only now accepted him, then you don't love him. It's simple.
Mr. Douglas, Walter hates a scene. Now, if you'll just sit down there quietly, maybe we can avoid one.
Glad to. Good evening, Constance.
Oh, Walter, would you mind going out for a walk around the block?
What? A walk?
Couldn't you leave for just about 5 minutes? When you come back, I'll be ready.
But, Constance, I said I'd pick you up at 8. You've always been ready before.
Well, this time I'm just not, that's all.
Oh. Well, in that case, naturally, I'll wait. Wait. What's he doing in there?
Who?
I see a man's foot.
Now, Walter, if you'll just be calm.
Constance, what is the meaning of this?
All right, Walter, come in.
Hello.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Walter Cartwright III, I presume. The pleasure's all mine. Put her there.
Ouch! Just who are you?
He's Mr. Douglas of the Evening Standard, a reporter.
Oh. Well, then, why didn't you want me to see him?
Because, well...
Miss Winters tells me you don't like publicity. Possibly that was the reason.
Yes, thank you, Mr...
Douglas? Ray Douglas.
Yes, Ray. That is Mr. Douglas.
Well, Mr. Douglas... I like to maintain cordial relations with the press whenever possible, but our engagement has already been announced and our marriage will be covered when it takes place. Till then, I'm afraid we'll have to dispense with any additional publicity.
Of course. So you see, Mr. Douglas, you'd better leave.
Look, let's get this straight, Walter. My only concern is with the girl you think you're going to marry.
The girl I think I'm going to marry? What about her?
Nothing, except she's going to marry me.
She's what? Constance!
I couldn't stop him. How did I know?
But he's crazy asking to marry you.
Why, of course he's crazy. Oh, so So a man has to be crazy to ask me to marry him, does he?
He certainly does. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, will you, sir? You, just what do you think you're up to?
He wants me to marry him, that's all.
That's all?
That's all.
He refuses to leave until I say yes.
Is that so? Oh, is that so? See here, Mr. Douglas, you take your hat and go.
I don't wear a hat.
Walter, you punch him in the nose.
Now, don't be ridiculous, Constance. Why, there would be lawsuits and so on, and you know that's one luxury I can't afford.
I thought you could afford anything.
Yeah, maybe he's not so rich after all. Even I can afford a pork in the nose.
Whose nose?
Anybody's, even mine.
Oh, Constance, this is part of some scheme, can't you see? Someone is trying to embarrass me.
Is that so? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if you're wrong, Walter. It might be that for once in your life, something's happening that has nothing to do with your money.
Well, how do you know?
She can look in a mirror, can't she?
Yes, I can look in a mirror. Oh, I give up. Mr. Douglas, why must you cause all this trouble? Why must you spoil my evening if you had any regard for me at all, which you don't?
Which I do.
You do?
Sure I do.
Oh.
Oh, you're right, though. I mustn't spoil your evening. No, I'll go. That is, I'll go now. But you'll see me again, Connie. My head is still ringing. And the more it rings, the more I want it to go on ringing. Goodbye, Connie. Walter, old boy?
Goodbye.
Ray?
Goodbye, Ray.
Well, looks like you've had a secret admirer.
Oh, no. He wouldn't have kept it a secret. He wouldn't have waited any 10 years, Walter. He isn't that kind.
You mean he never laid eyes on you before?
Never.
Well, look here. This fellow's liable to make trouble. I'll put a stop to him, whoever he thinks he is. What's his name? Douglas?
Ray Douglas.
Where's your phone book? Oh, there it is. Let's see. Here it is. Evening Standard.
Well, what are you going to do?
Call the Evening Standard. He's annoying my fiancée, isn't he? Have the right to stop him, haven't I?
Yes, but not like that, Walter. Not by calling his paper and using your name against him.
No. How would you suggest I get rid of him?
Like a man, if you can. Not like a bank account.
Evening Standard.
I suppose you want me to punch him in the nose.
If you can.
Punch who in the nose?
Never mind who, operator.
What number are you calling?
Constance, you leave this to me. Hello. Hello.
Hello yourself.
Give me the city editor.
One moment.
Now, Walter, if you'll just listen
Johnson,
to me.
Johnson, city desk.
Hello. This is Walter Cartwright.
First, second, and third.
Third. Now, look here. Man on your staff is annoying my fiancée. And unless you stop him immediately, you can expect a lawsuit.
All right, just a minute. Carson, get on the other phone and take this down. All right, shoot.
His name is Douglas.
Which Douglas?
Well, I'll just... No, never mind. You know him. You know him perfectly well.
All right, so it's Ray Douglas. What's he done to you?
He's annoying my fiancée.
He is not. He only asked me to marry him.
He asked her to marry him.
So what? The paper's not involved.
I'll check that with my lawyers.
I'll bet you will. All right, your lordship. Let me see what I can see, and I'll call you back. Where are you?
I'll be at Mrs. Dwight Livingston's. And you'd better do something and do it quickly. I'd have had him arrested by now if it weren't for the publicity.
Okay, okay. Goodbye.
There. Bet that takes care of Mr. Douglas.
I'll bet it doesn't.
We're late for Aunt Sarah's. I hope she won't be... What? What did you say?
Oh, nothing, Walter. Let's be off for Aunt Sarah's.
Hey, taxi.
You busy, bud?
No, sir, Mac.
All right, you can start your motor, but don't go anywhere yet.
Like you say, Mac.
Now look, watch the entrance of that building. I'll show you who I want you to follow.
You a cop?
Nope.
Oh, then you're a private, Dick, huh? What's your name? Maybe I heard of you.
I'm Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, go on.
There. Look now. That couple coming out. See that car they're getting into?
Yeah.
All right, then follow it.
Okay, Humphrey.
Oh, Walter.
Oscar, turn right at this corner.
Very good,
That's
sir.
That's not the way to your aunt.
Look, I knew it. There's a car following us.
Are you sure it isn't your imagination?
Oscar, we're being followed. Turn left here.
Right, sir.
Oh, Walter, tell him to slow down.
Faster, Oscar, faster.
Very good, sir.
Constance, why are you leaning out the window?
Oh, the speed. It makes me dizzy. Air, air.
Now, Constance.
Oh, look, Walter. I accidentally dropped my handkerchief out of the window.
The curtain falls on Act One of Love is a Better Word. Act Two follows in just a moment. Blonde, brunette, red hair or white, Rave Cream Shampoo plays no favorites when it comes to bringing out natural color in hair. color you never dreamed was there. Yes, with your very first shampoo, see Rave uncover colorful, bewitching new beauty. Gleaming champagne tones in blonde hair. Touches of tawny sherry in brown. Hints of midnight blue in hair that's raven black. With red hair, Rave uncovers catchlights of copper and gold. And white hair, Rave leaves it radiant with blue diamond whiteness. Never yellowish, never discolored. You'll rave about Rave. Not a dye, not a tint, not a soap. Rave is the cream shampoo for color and gleam. For a lovelier you, uncover new natural color in your hair with Rave Cream Shampoo. Get Rave, R-A-Y-V-E, sensational Rave Cream Shampoo. Handy tube, 60 cents. Family size, $1. As our second act opens, Walter and Connie apparently have eluded Ray and his cabbie as Walter's chauffeur pulls the speeding car to a halt in front of Aunt Sarah's.
Hurry, Constance. We may not have lost him.
I think I sprained my ankle.
How? Riding in the car? Pull out, Oscar.
Yes, sir.
I don't want him to see you here. Oh, let me help you up the steps.
Wait, I dropped something.
Never mind it.
Oh, Walter.
If he sees us here, he'll make a scene.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Walter.
Quickly now, quickly. Let us in. Close the door.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Constance.
Must be around here somewhere.
Yeah, I thought I saw that door close.
Too bad your girlfriend didn't have no more handkerchiefs to throw away.
Hey, what's that on the sidewalk? Wait a second.
What is it?
It's her comeback.
Hey, buddy, are you chasing her or is she chasing you?
Well, now, I wouldn't want you to worry about that, so here. Here's your 10 spot, and you have a good night's sleep.
Oh, much obliged. So long, Humphrey.
Ah, bells.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I believe Miss Winters dropped this compact just outside here.
Miss Winters?
Yes. Didn't she arrive with Mr. Cartwright a moment ago?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I shall be glad to take the compact to Miss Winters.
Well, I'll be even gladder if you let me take it to her.
But I'm sorry, sir, but Mr. Cartwright just left specific instructions that no one was to be admitted without a printed invitation.
Oh, you don't say. Well, now, I just might have one. Here, will this do instead?
Oh, yes, that would do, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Right this way.
Thoughtless you are to be late, Walter. All of my guests are here.
I know, Aunt Sarah.
It was my fault. I wasn't ready.
Yes, Constance was detained by...
an old friend.
A total stranger.
Really?
Hello. Good evening.
Oh.
You. How did you get in here?
How do you do, Mrs. Livingston? I'm Ray Douglas, an old friend of Walter's.
Oh, I see. We were just discussing you.
Oh?
I think. You're an old friend of Walter's and a total stranger to Constance. Isn't that it?
No, that isn't it.
Well, it certainly isn't. Connie's my fiancée.
Please, Ray. Are you serious? You're joking.
Well, my intentions are serious.
I'd like to know how you got in here.
Well, I found a spare invitation that I didn't know I had with me.
You're deliberately provoking a scene. I warn you.
Oh, stop warning him. Punch him in the nose or let him alone.
There you go again. How many times must
Walter, I... Walter, now quiet. I don't understand this at all, but I must insist that you come and meet my guests.
Come along, Constance. Douglas... I'll attend to you later.
I'm afraid my ankle isn't up to it yet, Walter.
Oh, well then, please, my dear, rest here and let this old stranger, total friend, keep you company. I must have Walter with me now.
Of course.
Yes, run along, Walter.
Constance, stay on this couch. I'll be right back.
Well, here we are.
Good evening, Mr. Douglas.
Let's go out on the terrace, shall we?
Well, I...
Fine. Say, it's turning out pretty well, isn't it?
How's the ringing in your head?
Oh, very musical now. You see, I have your compact in my pocket.
Oh, did I drop it?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I couldn't stop to recover your handkerchiefs.
Oh, did I drop them, too? You know, I'm quite careless tonight.
Yeah, well, I hope you don't lose your things all the time. My salary couldn't stand it.
Mr. Douglas, who are you?
Well, don't you know? I'm Ray Douglas.
Just what is your interest in me?
I love you. Connie, will you marry me?
Oh, Ray. What would you do if I said yes?
What would I do? Why, I'd be so happy. I'd...
Yes, go on.
Well, since you ask, the first thing I'd do would be to take you in my arms like this and...
Ray, oh, let go of me. Oh, Ray.
There. That's the first thing I'd do.
Oh, Ray, you shouldn't have done that.
Well, Connie, you asked me.
Walter will be looking for me. Now, look, we simply must go back inside.
Yeah, about our friend Walter. You don't seriously think you can marry him, do you?
My father used to say there's nothing like a good old-fashioned punch in the nose to settle an argument.
Yeah, I take it Walter doesn't agree with it.
Well, Walter's too...
Yeah, you see, you don't love him. You don't even like him.
Like who?
Now, Walter, don't be upset. We just... this...
I'm not upset. I've just had a telephone call, I might say. But I understand everything.
Oh, I must hear more of this.
Douglas, old boy, would you oblige me by stepping inside so that I can talk to Constance for a moment?
Go ahead, Ray.
Well, all right, but you be careful what you let him tell you.
Constance, my dear, we must be very careful how we handle Douglas.
Walter, one mystery man in my life is enough. What are you trying to say?
I've just been talking to Johnson, Douglas's boss. I know why he's been making love to you.
Oh, you mean it's something Johnson had to explain?
Yeah. Douglas has been hypnotized.
He's been what?
Hypnotized.
Oh, no, you're just saying that.
Constance, Johnson checked into it. He found that Douglas had been to a party. One of his newspaper friends is an amateur hypnotist, and just for a joke, he put Douglas in a trance or something and told him to go to you and ask you to marry him.
Ask me to marry him?
Yes. After he brought Douglas out of it, nothing remained but the idea, post-hypnotic suggestion.
Oh.
Douglas doesn't know anything about it, but he had to follow through with... blindly, so to speak.
But how did they get my name?
Out of the phone book.
Oh, no. He didn't know what he was saying.
Of course not. But what we do now is of the utmost importance.
Walter, if you don't punch him in the nose and throw him out, I'll never speak to you again.
Oh, no, I can't do that. According to Johnson, if I offer him any violence, he's likely to sustain serious psychic injury. And then there would be the inevitable...
Lawsuit.
Precisely, my dear. Now then, Douglas is in the grip of an idea. The idea is that he must ask you to marry him, and you must say yes. Until you do, the idea will force him to persist. But now, please follow this.
Yes, I'm following.
If you said yes, just that, yes, why then, his mission would be accomplished, so to speak, and that would be the end of it.
You mean a man says, will you marry me, and I say yes, and he says thank you very much and puts on his hat and disappears?
It's the only way.
Well, suppose it doesn't work. Suppose he doesn't want to let it go at that.
Well, Johnson thinks there isn't any danger of it, and I've done some reading in the field, and, well, I agree.
Oh, Walter.
Will you try it, Constance?
Call him.
Good. Douglas! Douglas, will you come here, please?
Eh? What's the verdict?
Constance has something she wants to tell you.
Mm-hmm. And what is it, Connie?
Walter wants you to ask me to marry you.
You mean you want me to ask you to marry me?
Yes.
In front of him?
Well, is he any more of a stranger to you than I am?
Okay, but I warn you, no is not the right answer.
Go ahead, Douglas. Don't be bashful, old boy.
Yeah. All right. Connie, will you marry me?
Yes.
Huh? Now, wait now. Let me start again. Connie, will you marry me?
Yes.
Just a minute. My head's ringing.
You see?
But thank you. Thank you very much. And now, goodbye.
Oh, Ray.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You see?
Look, he's going. He isn't even turning his head.
Of course.
He's taking his hat.
Naturally. He's come out of his trance.
Walter, he's gone.
I told you.
You're very proud of yourself, Walter, aren't you?
Why, certainly. I mean, I'm proud of you, too, Constance.
Constance. I wonder if it wouldn't be a good idea for me to call you Connie?
No, you may call me Constance.
Oh, well, I thought... never mind. My dear, this has worked out very well. Shall we go to City Hall tomorrow?
What for?
Well, to get our license, of course. Then we'll have plenty of time before the ceremony.
Good morning, Connie.
Good morning. Oh, you.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Well, this is the City Hall, isn't it? Come on inside.
Do you remember me?
Did you think I wouldn't?
Oh, no, please. I just can't go through this again.
Oh, no, you don't have to do it again. Just once. sir. You said yes. Now we have to get our license. Later we'll be married, and that's it. You don't have to do these things twice.
Oh, I wish Walter would come.
What for? I asked you to marry me, didn't I?
Yes, but... Oh, there he is. That's his car. Walter!
What's he doing here?
He owes you an explanation, and I'm going to make him give it to you. Come with me. Walter!
Constance, what's wrong? Oh, you again!
Yes, Walter, he's back.
But this is impossible. You're supposed to be cured.
I'm sorry, Ray. I want to be fair to you. And to you too, Walter. I want to say this, and then... Well, you can draw your own conclusions. Mr. Douglas... You've caused me no trouble. To be very honest, I've enjoyed every minute of it. And you don't know what I mean, of course, but... Well, in a way, I'm sorry it has to end like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, then why don't we just go and get our license?
You'll do no such thing. I absolutely forbid it, you hypnotic.
Oh, be quiet.
Darling, listen, I was never hypnotized.
What?
You weren't?
Why, no. The hypnotist at that party couldn't hypnotize a mouse to eat cheese. I just went along with a gag. After all, what could I lose? I could always back out, couldn't I?
I see. I see why you came to my apartment. It was just a joke on your friend.
Yes, but I stayed, didn't I? I wouldn't leave you, would I? Now, ask me why I did that.
Why?
Because I love you, that's why. There's nothing else you need to ask.
Except.
Oh, yes. Yeah, except.
Do I love you?
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Oh, Ray. Ray. Oh, I do love you.
Do you think I'll stand for this?
Are you still here?
I'm going to see my lawyer. I'll be back.
Elevator 1, going up. Marriage Bureau, 4th floor.
Are you ready, darling?
Eager would be a better word, darling.
Elevator 1, going up. Marriage Bureau, 4th floor.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad you enjoyed tonight's play. Next week, we'll be back with a very amusing comedy. You know, every girl has a different opinion as to whether a woman's place is in the home or in a more glamorous setting, especially when the woman in question happens to be yourself. Well, in this story, I not only drive a girl clear across the country, I nearly drive her crazy before she can make up her mind. I know you won't want to miss A Woman's Place, so why not join us next week? Ask any man what he remembers most about the girl he can't forget. For every unforgettable moment, there's a memory of fragrance, a memory that lives far beyond the kiss between dances or the caress while the taxi waits. So choose your fragrance wisely. Gay, youthful Yankee Clover by Richard Hudnut. And wear it in the personal way that makes it yours alone. After your bath, Yankee Clover toilet water for captivating freshness. When dressing, Yankee Clover perfume on your palms and ear tips to become almost a part of your being. This is the gay way, the Yankee Clover way, to keep romance longing and eager. Yankee Clover comes in toilet water, cologne, dusting powder, as well as perfume. In Paris, you'd get Yankee Clover at the Richard Hudnut Salon on the Rue de la Paix. Here, just ask any leading drug or department store for Yankee Clover, romantic fragrance by Richard Hudnut. Tonight's original play, Love is a Better Word, was produced by Norman Felton. Olin Soule played Ray, and Beryl Vaughn played Connie. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio, with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Be with us again next week when Rave Cream Shampoo's Grand Marquee will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airways, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of A Woman's Place.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.